So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled Chi v'chatoiz v'ashamez v'adoin she'aval le'inyem b'kipurim chayav le'evi la'achar yom b'kipurim v'chayav v'ashamez tzluin p'turin. If one is liable for a karma chatos or a karma nashim and then Yom Kippur passed, he's still liable. But if he's liable for a nashim tali and then Yom Kippur passed, he's no longer liable. And the Gemara cites the pasuk of Yom Kippur. Ki b'yom hazeh yechap aleichem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. And we expound, chet she'ein makor bo ela amakam Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur atones for sins that are known only before Hashem, but the person himself does not know that he sinned, such as someone who is liable for nashim tali. The Gemara points out, kan miyasa nami leitese el maha. We can also derive the first halacha of chayav v'chatois v'ashamis v'adoin from this drasha as follows. Chet she'ein makor bo ela amakam hu Yom Kippur mechaper. Avdu yada bo loy mechaper. Yom Kippur atones only for sins that are known only before Hashem, and the person himself does not know that he sinned. But it does not atone for sins that a person knows about, such as someone liable for chatois v'ashamis v'adoin. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Chiv malkis sha'aval en Yom Kippur mechayev. If one is liable for malkis and Yom Kippur passed, he's still liable. However, the Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechet Shavuos that seems to contradict our ruling, as it states, Yom Kippur mechaperim al hayda v'loy hayda, asay v'loy saseh. Yom Kippur atones for chiv alavin. And the Gemara differentiates as follows. Had the asr bay, had the loy asr bay. Our ruling refers to where he received hasra. He was warned, and he's liable to actually receive malchus. Therefore, Yom Kippur does not atone for him. However, the Mishnah there refers to where he did not receive hasra. He was not warned, and he will not receive malchus. Therefore, Yom Kippur does atone for him. The Gemara now poses several challenges to this ruling, including the following. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues, Mishabah b'yadi savik aver b'yom kippurim, afile im chasheicha pater, shekol yom mechaper. If someone did something on Yom Kippur and he's unsure whether it was an avera, even if this happened close to nightfall, he's exempt from a carbon because the entire day carries the power of atonement. And the Mishnah continues, Yisha sheish al chatas al eif safik, v'ava alav yom kippurim, chayeves lehivi la'ach yom kippurim. A woman is obligated to bring a birth chatas after childbirth. If she was unsure if she delivered a human fetus in Yom Kippur past, she's still obligated to bring the suffer carbon chatas, and then she machsheres lechol b'zvachim, because the carbon permits her to eat kachem. And the Gemara asks, Loi taisi, ha kippur lo Yom Kippurim, the chet she'in makor bo elam amakam hu. Yom Kippur itself should atone for her, since this is something that is known only by Hashem. Suffik mitzayrish, ha'ob olav Yom Kippurim loi maisi. Someone is unsure whether he has a nega, which is considered tsaras, and then the symptoms clear up, and Yom Kippur passed, he should not have to bring a chatas that one brings after he was a mitzayr, because Yom Kippur should atone, as it is something that only Hashem knows. Safik nazir, sh'avol Yom Kippurim, le'maisi karbon. Someone is unsure whether he's a nazir and he becomes tamei, and then Yom Kippur passed, he should not have to bring a chatas that a nazir brings after becoming tamei, because Yom Kippur should atone, as it's something that only Hashem knows. To all these questions, the Gemara answers, l'chol chatasam v'loy l'chol tumasam. The pasuk refers to karbanos brought for averus, not due to tumah. And you led this mitzvah ki ma'isi lav lachapar ma'isi ela lishtarui b'chilas kachemu. The purpose of the carbon of a yeledis in the mitzvah is not to affect the atonement, but to permit them to eat kachem. And nazir ki ka'ma'isi carbon lav lachapar ma'isi ela mechal lav naziris taharu. The purpose of the carbon of a nazir is not to affect the atonement, but to allow the new count of pure days of naziris to begin. The Gemara now discusses another aspect of the ruling, chet she'ein makor bo ela amakam Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur atones only for sins that only Hashem knows about, but the person himself does not know that he sinned. And asks, Eima ki misyadele, boso Yom Kippurim namu loy ma'isi chatas. Even if the person finds out after Yom Kippur that he did that avera, he should not be liable for karma chatas, since he did not know about on Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers, the chsib kra, yediya gabi chatas, v'gabi nasa, v'gabi tzibur. The pasuk mentions three times that one only brings a karma chatas after he knows for sure that he did that avera. Regarding a private chatas, the chatas of a nasi, and the communal chatas. And the Gemara discusses why it is necessary to teach yediya in all three cases. And after some discussion concludes that indeed we can derive these three chatayis from each other through gzeirah shava of the words mitzvahs. Therefore, lama lidechsev sholosh yediyas gabi yachad v'gabi nasa v'gabi tzibur. Why does the Torah mention all three? Imeina inin legufein, tineu inyan heichad mesyadeh leibos yem kippurim hu demaisi chatas. It's not needed for itself, but to teach that if one gains this yediyah after Yom Kippur, he's still liable for the karma chatas. The Gemara, however, asks, perhaps perhaps one brings a chatas even after Yom Kippur when he finds out that he did the avera, because Yom Kippur does not specifically atone for that particular chet. However, Ashim Tali, Daladin chet kasi, ema achinamit mechaper. The chimisadeh lebosi the kamaisi Ashim Tali lemaisi chatas. One should not have to bring a chatas after an Ashim Tali because the Ashim Tali is brought for this specific chet and that atones for it completely. The Gemara answers by citing the pasuk. Regardless if and when his aver becomes known, he must bring a chatas. Nevertheless, in the interim, he brings an Hashem Tali, to protect from any punishment before he finds out. The Gemara proceeds with the mission in the previous daf, which concludes chatzas ha'if haba'a la safik im mishanim l'konoita tikaver. Regarding a bird chatzas that is brought for a possible birth, if the kohen does malika and we then find out that it was not needed, it is buried. The Gemara explains masnikin b'noida la de la yolda. The mission discussed a case where she found out that she did not deliver an actual fetus. Therefore, b'dinu d'muteres ba'na, the bird should be permitted because it's not a carbon. Nevertheless, tikaver midirabanan, the rabbanan forbade its benefit, and so it is buried. The Gemara contrasts our Mishnah with the related Mishnah Daf Chav Beis. Heisha shevi chatas ayv besafik, if a woman brought her bird chatas, even though she was uncertain if she was a yeledis. Imat shalei nimlaka noidlo sheyolda vadoi tasavadoi. If she found it before the Maliga that she was definitely a yeledis, she brings the bird to fulfill her certain obligation. However, imat shalei nimlaka noidlo sheyolda, if she found it after the Maliga that she was definitely a yeledis, it's a machlekes. Rav says, Maza damo, moitza damo bekipro, umateras bachila. The kohen performs all the usual avodas, and the bird can be eaten like a chatas vadeh, since it's no longer a chatas safik. However, the bird may not be eaten, because people might mistakenly think that it is being eaten as a chatas safik, which is asa bachila.